Hey there, it's Jason and Tony. Here's our podcast called In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, somebody bought used diapers.
Woo-hoo.
They didn't mean to. Now, if I can get it off of Amazon, I'm going to get it off of Amazon.
Good stuff.
It's good stuff. Tony's still...
I drive and get it.
I know. It's
you like it delivered.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd much rather, you know, ding dong, oh, here's the thing I ordered, than like drive to who knows where to get it.
I see the convenience of Amazon.
There's a woman, and her name is Nasley, and she's from Jersey City, New Jersey. She ordered diapers off of Amazon. She got a 19-month-old.
Wow.
And she was changing her daughter into one of them in the dark, and she thought, man, this feels heavy.
Something's wrong.
So she turned on the lights and saw the diaper was used.
Used?
Yeah. She looked through the box, and several of the diapers were soiled.
Oh, gosh.
Nasley said.
Nasley, nasty.
Yeah. So she immediately disinfected the nursery, wiped down her daughter with alcohol, and called Amazon, and they're investigating.
They brought her pre-owned Pampers, y'all.
There's certain things that you just don't want to buy used. And diapers would be way up on the list.
Yes, yes. Along with diapers, Q-tips, a pacemaker, contact lenses, a catheter, toilet paper, toothbrushes,
yeah, it's all
a
good.
Casket,
oh.
A murder weapon.
And rectal thermometers.
Oh, oh. Exactly.
If you're looking for a billionaire, ladies, or Tony.
Yeah.
This story's for you. There's a Japanese billionaire, and he's looking for a girlfriend.
Well,
You think you're a billionaire, you probably wouldn't have to work too hard to find a girlfriend. But he's looking for a girlfriend to go to the moon with him.
Whoa,
and that's and not figuratively. Like he's looking for...
He's that rich. He can take a girl to the moon.
Yasako Mazawa. Uh-huh. I'm guessing, is a 44-year-old dude. He's a founder of Zozo Online Fashions, and he's looking for someone to join him on the first private voyage to the moon on Elon Musk's SpaceX program.
Oh, my gosh.
He says he wants to find a life partner, and then I want to shout our love and world peace from outer space.
No kidding.
Well, he apparently, nobody. You don't. Space is a vacuum. You can shout all you want. Nobody's going to hear it. Apparently, you've never watched the NASA channel. But now the whole thing's going to be filmed for TV. There's going to be a show called Full Moon Lovers, which is
we had a show idea like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, we just called it Mooners, though. Full Moon Lovers. No. Change that. No.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, if you want to apply, you got to get it done by January 17th, ladies. Tony had a new Tony Tales for you today.
It's about heroism.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a volcano erupted on Mount Monterey. But instead of lava, it was erupting guacamole sauce. Apparently, at the center of the earth lies oceans of it. Mount Monterey exploded again, and a huge green cloud showered guacamole all over Cookeville. At first, the residents were excited and catching drops of it on their tongues, and then they realized it was 1,000-degree acid guacamole. Ah, my tongue! Ah, my face! Screams is all you heard as the green sludge came down the mountain. Then, a shirtless mountain man with great abs and perfect hair jumped out of the woods. Hello, I'm Tony, a survivalist and secret government mercenary. Shut up, Jason. All you moms in the kid pickup line, follow me to safety, said Tony. Shirtless, muscled Tony led the vulnerable women. Oh, yeah, and their kids, too. He led them to a cave as the guacamole bounced off his chiseled pectoral muscles. Rock hit his body and then bounced off like ricocheted bullets. Thank you, yelled the middle-aged and mostly single group of women.
No need to thank me, ladies, said Tony. I was just using a little of what I used to do when I was in SEALs Team 6, 7, and 8. I need to run now, ladies. I need to go seek and help those in need, said Shirtless Tony. Then he drove off in a 66 Mustang Fastback into the sunset with Sookie, that girl in True Blood. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Feline, beeline. A feline beeline is what it's called when you put a kitten in the vacuum tube at the bank and shoot it over to the teller working the window. Feline, beeline.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It sort of rhymes.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
You ran my heart through an emotional paper shredder, but I'm getting better. I started dating Heather. She don't care, I'm a bedwetter.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's real good. Now, uplifting is a key word in this particular real good.
Okay.
Back in November, there's a guy named Eric Heffelmeyer. He was working on his truck. This is in Virginia. He was out in his garage. It slipped off the jack, pinned him underneath, and somehow that started a fire as well.
Oh, no.
Well, luckily, his daughter, Charlotte, happened to be home, and she's pretty daggum awesome. She's 19 years old, recently got accepted to the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Aww.
She is only 5'6", 120 pounds, but she somehow managed to lift the truck up with her bare hands off her dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Gave him just enough room to squeeze out. Then she realized the gas tank could explode, so she jumped in the driver's seat, floored it in reverse, and got it away from the house, which prevented the entire house from going up.
It's like a Bruce Willis movie.
And the rest of her family was inside as well. Firefighters say she saved 6 lives, including her dad's, and they gave her an award last Thursday.
She deserves it. Wow.
She had some burns on her hands and feet. She also hurt her back when she lifted the truck, obviously.
Of course.
So now she's had to put her Air Force Academy plans on hold while she recovers, but she still plans on going.
Well, Eric wouldn't be here with us today.
Her
if
old
not
family
for her.
Wouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, Eric, that's incredible.
Way to go.
Way to go, Charlotte. You are real good. Y'all have a great day, and thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you would, please share and subscribe. That'd be really cool of you. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.